Now, in this part of the test, you're each going to talk on your own for about 2 minutes. You need to listen while your partner is speaking because you'll be asked to comment afterwards. So, Sophia, I'm going to give you a card with a question written on it, and I'd like you to tell us what you think. There are also some ideas on the card for you to use if you like. All right? Here's your card. Please let Mario see the card. Remember, Sophia, you have about 2 minutes to talk before we join in. Would you like to begin now?
I think competition can be a double-edged sword. There are lots of advantages and disadvantages to competition in all walks of life. In my opinion, in terms of sports, the sense of competition is the main reason that people like to take part and train so hard too. It spurs them on to be the best in their field. I mean, would we ever have had so many records broken if people didn't want to win against others? I'd probably say no. Also, it would make for pretty boring TV too, if sports had no sense of competition. Could you imagine a football match without scoring goals? Who would watch that? Competition at work? Well, I think that's a bit different. People are usually competitive in jobs because they want to get promoted or get noticed. And by that, I mean getting noticed for the right reasons instead of getting noticed for doing something wrong. But I'm not sure it's the best attitude to have in the workplace. In many jobs, being a team player is an important skill, and I think more competitive people aren't always great team players. On top of that, at work, being very competitive can be quite selfish, I believe. People can do all sorts of things to get one up on their colleagues. It's not a very nice trait. No, I'm not really sure I see the benefits of workplace competition. I know I'd like to just be happy at work, not trying to be better than the rest and vying against my workmates all the time. I also see no reason why anyone would want to compete with their friends for anything at all. I'm not a competitive person and my friends aren't either. In fact, we support each other as much as we can. I'm always borrowing things from them and giving and asking for advice. Overall, I think it's a much better way to be.
Thank you. Mario, are you a competitive person?
Yes, I suppose a little. I do a lot of swimming and although I do it for me personally, because I enjoy it. I also find the competition side very exciting. I was quite competitive at school too, with my exam results. I always compared them against my friends. But I always wanted my friends to do well too. I think just a small dose of competition is probably a good thing. It makes us try harder.
How about you?
No, not really. I suppose in some areas I am maybe a little bit competitive. I've entered a few competitions online to try to win things like concert tickets, but I never have. I'm not a very sporty person, so those kinds of competitions aren't really my cup of tea.
Thank you. Now, Mario, it's your turn to be given a question. Here's your card. Please let Sophia see your card. Remember, Mario, you have about 2 minutes to speak. And there are some ideas on the card for you to use if you like. All right?
Oh, I find this question interesting. As someone who does sports myself, I'm quite a big fan of large events like the Olympics or the World Cup. In terms of benefits, well, I think there is an overwhelming amount of benefits to these kind of sporting events. To start off with, they provide amazing entertainment for people all around the world. You just need to look at a World Cup, for example, and see the happiness in the faces of the fans on the screen. I truly believe people at home feel the same way. I know I do. I think these events also encourage people to have a more international outlook. Viewers often become interested about the host nation and want to know more about them. I remember when the Olympic Games were held in Rio in Brazil and my uncle and his friends went to it and came back telling incredible stories of what Rio was like. I think we could call him a Brazilophile after that experience. But you don't need to go there in the flesh to see that kind of thing. normally the coverage on TV shows, not just sporting things, but cultural elements too. And we can all learn something from that. I would say that there aren't many drawbacks to these kind of competitions. Some people might think that it causes some anti-social behaviors, like when football hooligans get violent, but I think this is isolated. In my view, international sporting events bring everybody together, not pull them apart. I also imagine that it brings in a lot of money to the host country and the people in the country too. Also, governments can turn a whole area around when a sporting event is coming to their country. Look at Barcelona. When the Olympics were there, the local government transformed some part of the city and they stayed this way.
Thank you. Sophia, do you think competition in sports in general is a positive thing?
To be honest, I'm not really sure. Some people have more sporting ability than others, and I'd imagine this would make them more competitive. I definitely say that people are competitive only when they've got a chance of winning. If someone is not evenly matched against another person, well, this can be quite demotivating and depressing. It's not always positive.
What do you think, Mario?
Yes, I agree 100%. You can see this kind of thing in professional sports when a team just gives up. Not actually, but in their spirit, because they're outmatched. But also in everyday life too. People who aren't sporty aren't generally competitive and don't like it.
Thank you.